It's so exciting to live for Him, to live for God. Year after year, it can just keep getting better and better, knowing the Lord, knowing the Creator. It's awesome to know Him. I mean, you know, what is there besides knowing Him? In this life, you know, you have to, after a while, you start to see things, you see patterns in people and the world, and, you know, that's why people get disillusioned. They start, you know, what are we here for? Well, if you know God, you know why we're here. You know why we were created. You know what He's done for us through His Son, and we've believed on Him, and we can have an abundant life. Amen. It is good. So we're here to focus on Him this evening. We've been in a series called The Holy Spirit Within. Let's look at John, or yeah, we'll look at John 14 real quick. If you can put John 14. 16 on the screen in the New King James, and then we'll go to the Amplified. John 14, 16. John 14, verse 16. Go ahead and read it. It says, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you, and He will be in you. So Jesus said, verse 16, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever. He is with us. Whenever you feel like nobody's with you, that's not true. God's with you, and there's nobody better. God Himself is with you. If you're a Christian and you believe God, He's with you. Whether you believe it or not, if you're a Christian, He's with you. But focusing on it, speaking it out, acting on it is what's going to bring results. Verse 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Can you put that up in the Amplified, John 14, verse 16 in the Amplified? This brings out the different connotations of that word helper there in John in 14:16, where it says helper. That word actually means a lot more. It says, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that He may remain with you forever. So we've talked about some of these things, you know, not in depth, but this is what the Holy Spirit is to us, and this is who He is in us. He's our counselor, He's our helper, He's our intercessor, He's our advocate, He's our strengthener, and He's our standby, that He may remain with you forever. So we touched on this, but it won't hurt to touch on this just for a minute as we're going forward. He is all these things, and He is in us. So whenever you're walking through life and you think, I mean, this pretty much covers it. I need a counselor. Well, He's our counselor. You may need counsel in a situation, and we'll get to some of this. I don't know, your mind may say, I just don't know what to do. Well, He does, and He's with you, and He's in you, He's for you, He is the counselor. How much better counsel could you get? You couldn't get any better counsel. And He'll help you get, He'll counsel you to get counsel with the right people. If you need a lawyer, He'll get you to the right lawyer. If you need, you know, a tax accountant, He'll help you get in the right place. If you need to buy a car, He'll get you the right, you know, in the right place with the right people. He's your counselor. He's your helper. He'll help you to do it, help you to follow through and to get where you need to be. Intercessor, He stands in the gap for us. Advocate, He is on your side. Strengthener, whenever we need strength, He's in us to strengthen us. Whenever we need strength, He's in us to strengthen us. Amen. He's our strengthener. Oh, I feel so weak. No, he's our strengthener. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong, not say, I'm weak. It doesn't say, let the weak say, I'm weak. Well, I just feel so weak. Well, you knew that. If we speak it out, it's amazing how fast the strength goes. But if we'll focus on the fact that we have a strengthener, that he's our strengthener, that he's our strengthener, that he will make you physically strong, he's in you to help stabilize you mentally, to be mentally strong. In relationships, he can strengthen you to do the right thing. How many of you know you need strength sometimes just to keep your mouth shut? Just me? Sometimes you're walking in the most strength and the most love when you just shut your mouth and don't say anything. It takes a strong man, strong woman, just to shut up sometimes and bite your tongue if you need to, not to say, well, God's there. I just can't do it. I just had to let myself go. Well, that's not true. He's our strengthener. If we didn't feel up to the task, we weren't looking to him, because is there any task that he's not up to?
No.
Does he know what to do in every situation? Does he have the power and strength? Well, does he live in us or not?
Yes.
This is one of the greatest truths in the Word of God. Because if we really believe that Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, lives in us, God Almighty is in us, then what business do we have ever being weak? None. If we did feel weak, we need to tap into the strength. For us to be there and say I'm weak is basically out of ignorance, or just, you know, giving into our flesh, giving into our emotions, is to ignore the fact that we have him inside of us. It goes on your job. Has anybody ever felt challenged at your workplace? You don't have to even raise your hand. It's a rhetorical question. Have you ever felt challenged in a relationship? Have you ever felt challenged in your body, maybe? You know, anybody. I think everybody's got, you know, your alarm goes off, or you just wake up in the morning and you don't want to get up. You want to go back to bed. Well, that's a good time to say I'm strong, because your flesh wants to go right back to sleep. And you know you can't do it. You have to get up. You got to get going to work. You got to get going to school. You got to get in the shower now, or else you're going to be late. But you want to get right back in, pull the covers over your head, turn off the alarm clock, and you don't want to go. Well, that's a good time to pull on the strengthener. We felt challenged in our bodies. You feel challenged in your mind, maybe. Has anybody had just what it feels like there's just too many things going on? And you can feel tempted to be overwhelmed. Anybody ever feel like that? I know I felt like that. How do I get all this stuff going? You look at it and go, maybe want to go back to bed again. I want to go just turn on a movie. But you know, that's when you get done, you're going to be right there and all these things are going to be going. How do I get all these things in place? Well, if it was just you, you might have a problem. But that's when we need to say, wait, God can strengthen me. Do we know that God is not overwhelmed ever? So is he overwhelmed by our situation? Ever? No. So if we feel that way, we have a choice. I can start talking about how overwhelming it is and how I'm going to get this. Has anybody ever felt like you don't know how you're going to get it all done by the time you need to? This time we're coming up to can be like that time of the year where there's just too much. I don't know how I'm going to get it done. Well, does God know how it could get done? Now, number one, we may be adding things. If we're adding things we don't need to add, then we need to put them down. Because God didn't ask us to race around like a chicken with its head cut off and just go around and try to do everything. That's a good way to get worn out. But God knows how to do it, and he can strengthen us. We feel like, I just can't go anymore. Well, saying that just is like, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you start saying you can't go anymore, well, it's pretty soon you can't go anymore. Well, you feel like you can't go anymore, but the thing is, you still have to get going, so why would you want it? Now you're even weaker. But if we'll count on him as our strengthener, we can draw on his power, his ability, his strength to put us over. Amen. He's our standby. Whenever you have that thought that there's just nobody, nobody's there for me, he's standing by. He's standing by. He is the one who's with us all the time. Praise God. He is with us. So we spend some time. Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be our comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. We don't need anything more than that. Think of all those things, God is there, and he is all those things to us. We don't need anything more than those. That's it. Many believers have missed the reality of this because all of us at times have just, ignored what he is in us. But we didn't have to be that way. Now, we touched on last week that he is our guide in the affairs of life. Can you put up John 16:13? John 16:13. Wait for it. It's coming. There we go. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. It says, he, the Spirit of truth, when he's come, he will guide you into all truth. He'll guide you into the truth of his word. The Bible says his word is truth, and he'll guide you into the truth of what you need to be doing, what he wants you to do. He will guide you into all truth, and he will tell you things to come. God will prepare you through the Holy Spirit for things to come. He is our guide in the affairs of life. Let's put up Romans 8:14 again. We looked at that last time too, or last time we spoke on this, which was a few weeks ago. Romans 8:14, talking here about us being children of God. 8:14. We might touch on this one too. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. How many of you in here are children of God, have believed on Jesus? Your sons and daughters of God, then the Bible is saying here, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So if you are a son or a daughter of God, you are led by the Spirit of God. He is in us to be our guide. He is there to be our guide. So he will help us to make decisions. He will help us to navigate this life. We are led by the Spirit of God if we are children of God. He is leading always. Now, we, number one, need to know that he's leading, and then we need to confess and believe that he is leading. We need to act on it. Act like he is leading, because he's always transmitting. Now, we can not be tuned in. We could not think that he's leading, but that doesn't change the fact that he is leading. God is leading each and every one of you and myself right now. When I'm saying in your life, and right now as we're speaking, truth and light is coming, and He is prompting you on the inside. But right now in your life, He is leading you. Amen. Everybody say, God is leading me. By His Spirit, God is leading me. Now say, I can hear the voice of the Lord. I am in tune with His Spirit. That's what we need to say when we are navigating the affairs of life. That you may be faced with a situation and in your mind you don't know what to do. But He is leading. He does not shut down and just let you be. That is a feeling. When you feel like He's not there or that He's let you go or He's left you in the dark, that's not true. That contradicts Scripture. He is leading you. He is guiding you. Sometimes we want more than we're seeing. That doesn't mean He's not leading us. He's given you what you need. We need to make sure we're reading our Bible because that is God speaking to us. If somebody says, "Well, God never speaks to me," then you're not reading the Bible. Because the moment you're reading the Bible, that's God speaking to you. And His Spirit will prompt and quicken His Word to you. So be sure you're reading the Word of God. You don't have to do that in a legalistic way, but just by putting your nose in that book, you are putting yourself in a position to hear His voice more clearly. He will speak to you through His Word and by His Spirit prompting and quickening His Word. But He will also just be guiding you in the affairs of life. It doesn't mean you're hearing an audible voice necessarily. You could hear that at times, but that's rare. Relatively, mostly by the Spirit of God on the inside of you, the bearing witness on the inside of you. The Spirit of God bearing witness, it says in verse 16 here. We don't have to go there, but He says bearing witness with you that you are children of God. God is leading us all the time. That doesn't mean He's constantly, that you are getting direction to turn here and there all the time. But, if you're on a trip, if you're going generally in the right direction, you guys all know, most people now, you have GPS on your phone or you have something in your car. Your phone is not talking to you every, 2 seconds. Right? When you're going down the highway, if you're going on a long trip, you're going on a 6 or 7 or 8 hour trip or even 2, 3, whatever, your phone, your GPS is not talking to you all the time. It tells you when there's a turn coming up, and then it tells you when to make that turn or to bear right or to keep left or to stay in the middle lane. But it's not chatting at you all the time. Otherwise, we may use it a lot less. It's just annoying. Sometimes it's annoying anyway at the frequency it is. Yeah, I know. I'm choosing not to go there. Get back on the route or whatever it is. Rerouting, Yeah. You're like, no, I know where I'm going. Thank you. Then says it again. But if it were constantly chatting at you, well, you're going down the highway at 65 miles an hour. Wouldn't it be silly if your phone's going, keep going. Keep going. Stay on the road you're on. 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 Don't turn left. Don't turn right. Stay on the road. I know. Stay on the road. Stay on the road. Keep going. God is not talking like that all the time. And He's not getting you off the interstate and on the interstate and off. If you're going, you need to go down the road for 300 miles. It'd be silly for you to get off every exit, then get back on, and then get off exit. Even if you just crossed and then got back on, it would take you a lot longer to get there. And those are meaningless communications. But you couldn't say, is your GPS leading you still in those situations? It is. It's just not giving you, the people that have programmed it have enough sense and think you have enough sense that if it told you the next exit was in 100 miles, they don't need to tell you that. every 500 feet and count it down for you. Well, don't you think God's as smart as the people that programmed your GPS? So if you feel like you're going in a certain direction, He is leading you, and He'll let you know if you need to turn. But if you haven't heard anything specific, just keep doing the last thing He told you to do. And sometimes that's hard on your flesh because you're doing it and it's getting hard and you're thinking, well, I need something different. Don't you think God knows when you need something different? Yep. He does. But if you're thinking, well, God, you're not talking to me, He doesn't need to say anything in that area right now. Now, He'll talk to you in the Word, but if you're thinking, I need something different, maybe you don't need anything different. Maybe you just need to trust Him on the path you're on. He is leading us. He will guide us. Why would He stop? Why would He stop? Well, He just doesn't like me. Or, you know, I mean, we may not say that, but I don't know why He's not talking to me. Other people are hearing Him. Maybe they're going through a different season and they're going through a turn and they need to hear Him on specific things. But you're just trucking down the road at 65 miles an hour and your next turn isn't for another 50 miles. Why do you need another direction? Fellowship with Him, you'll get direction in the Word, you'll be nourished and built up. But if you keep going on a certain thing, relax. God will tell you when you need to know. He wants you to trust Him. Now, He's not playing games. That's an answer for somebody right there. This is not a religious game. That may seem simple. It honestly, think about it. Sometimes people won't say it. There's this feeling somehow God's just not doing something, as if it's this, you know, it's a charade. It's a circus. Like, well, I don't know why He's doing it. Think about it logically. He is your God. He is your Father. Why would He just back off from you? That's a lie, and it's a feeling. Satan is telling us that somehow God is not doing something. It's just not true. If you are a person that loves Him, and you are, the fact that you're here on a Wednesday night, you love God, and you want to hear from Him, you're putting yourself in a position to hear Him right now, why would He take you and then say, well, I'm not going to lead them. I'm going to back off. We'll just see how they do this next 1,000 miles on their own. Would any good parent do that? So why would we think God would? Because we're listening to the enemy. He will plant thoughts. Well, where's God? Why isn't He talking to you? That's not true. He is our guide. He will guide us into all the affairs of life. He is leading us. When I say right now, I mean in your life right now, over these days, over these weeks, over these months, God's leading you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is leading us right now. In our life, He has not taken a break. He is leading you. Your life is just as important as anyone else's, and He is leading you now. And if we'll follow Him, He'll get us where we need to go. And it will keep increasing. It will keep going up. It will keep getting better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to preach to myself. God is so faithful. He is leading us right now. If you came in here feeling somehow that He wasn't, that you're in a tough place, where's the next step? That's not true. God is your guide, and He is with you right now. He hasn't left, regardless of what the thought has said. Well, I missed it, too bad. Well, we need to trust the Word. We need to trust that if we took care of something and brought it to Him and already got taken care of, then it's taken care of, and let's go on and enjoy our salvation and believe He's leading us. Otherwise, we're just doubting what He said. And we're talking ourselves out of how we could be led right now, today, this week, this month. He is bringing us on the right track. He will lead you on the best pathway for your life. Psalm 32:8, the New Living Translation. Glory to God. The best pathway. He's leading us and guiding us. Well, if he's going to lead you on the best pathway, don't you think he knows when you need to turn? Will he give you heads up? Does your GPS, when you're going 65 miles an hour, when you're right at the exit, say, time to get off? Oh, there it went. You missed it. You should have had more discernment. Yep, go to the next one. Turn around, go back. Oh, well. You would be like, I'm getting a different service if it constantly did that. I mean, you know, if it was so on, so, you know, precise in a bad way, that as you're passing the very point where the exit starts forming and the concrete starts going that way, that's when they told you to get off. What do you think? God has more sense than that. He's going to let you know. Your GPS tells you it's coming up, and depending on how fast you're going, it's going to give you more space. Something's coming up. You need to understand it's coming, and you start to prepare. Of course, you could miss it anyway. I've missed it. Oh, wait, that was where we were supposed to go. But God knows you. Everybody say, God knows me. And he knows how to communicate to you, and he will let you know, and he'll tell you, and then when you see it, will you realize, oh, he's been prompting me for the last, you know, so long on that, and he's guiding me. Just knowing that will help you to hear him. Just knowing that he is your guide, the Spirit of God within is there to be our guide. If you know that, then faith will rise up and we act on it. When the thoughts come, he's not. When we don't see any change, we still boldly can say, he's leading me. I'll hear it. I won't miss him. The devil will say, well, you missed him. If you're sitting there going, God, show me. The devil will say, well, you missed him. And you're sitting there, God, show me. That doesn't make any sense. He's a good God. If your child was going to you, Mom, Dad, show me, and you're like, no. But show me, I want to know. If somebody overheard that conversation, they would think something was wrong. But Christians will think they're begging God, show me, I want to know. And God's just up there like, no, it's not time. No, I'm not going to tell you. Now, God may not speak to you specifically, but if you're not hearing anything specific on something, then we ought to know and have trust in him that I'll get what I need when I need to get it. And so if I'm not hearing anything, then I'm on the right track. I don't need to turn. I don't need to turn. If I'm not hearing anything from my GPS, I'm going, why not? Why isn't she saying anything? Siri, you there? Why aren't you saying anything? Because she already told you. We don't need to know. He's our guide. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Under the old covenant in Jeremiah 31:33, can you put up Jeremiah 31:33? God speaks of the new covenant that he would establish, that he would be establishing with his people. This verse gives us a clue as to how believers are to be guided under the new covenant. Jeremiah 31:33. You have that one? Yep. You can just look at it here. It says, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's talking about what you and I have now. It says, I will put my law in their inward parts or their minds, and write it on their hearts. The old covenant promise was fulfilled in the new birth, in the recreation of man's spirit. Can you put up 2 Corinthians 5:17? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Talking about us being a new creation. The New King James, or the King James says a new creature. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We are a new creation in Christ. So where does God make us a new creature? It's in our hearts or in our spirit, by the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. God said he would put his law in our inward parts. That's what the King James says. It says in our minds in the King James, and then in our hearts. It's in our hearts and our spirits, like we read in Romans, that he leads us. He bears witness with our spirit, it says in Romans 8:16. Because we are born again, we will know by the Holy Spirit on the inside of us what to do in every situation in life. For he is our guide into all truth, we read in John 16:13. Look on the inside. Check to see what the Holy Spirit within your human spirit is leading you to do. Check on the inside. Check on the inside. See, so many times we're looking on the outside. We're looking at what our mind can perceive, but it's on the inside, down in our heart. What is going on there? He will lead us and guide us and show us in every situation what we need to do. If we'll look on the inside, we'll know what to do. By the inward witness, we'll know what to do. Instead of looking to the Holy Spirit within us to guide and to lead us, sometimes we're looking on the outside. We're looking to people. We're going around asking people questions to try to get the answer that we need. There's nothing wrong with talking to people and looking for counsel like we talked about, but that can't be our source. What you're looking for when you do talk to individuals is a quickening on the inside that this is the right thing. Nothing wrong with talking to people, looking on websites or looking into different areas, but the umpire, what you're looking for is not to try to get all this information, because you could spend the rest of your life trying to get information. And if you're just thinking, I'm just going to get all the information, then I'm going to just make the best decision based just on all this information, that's just like what the world does. We have the Holy Spirit as our guide on the inside. What we should be doing is looking at certain parts and be led on that, because that can waste a lot of time. You don't necessarily have to look at every, site to try to make a decision or talk to every person. We need to go where God is leading us. But if you look at something, what you're looking for is a quickening on the inside. You look at one thing, you look at another, you talk to somebody. Maybe you're looking for somebody to help you in a certain area. Looking for an accountant or lawyer or another professional or a painter or whatever. You may talk to somebody and, well, they're not the one. You talk to another one, I'm not sure. Then you talk to somebody, yep, that's where I'm supposed to go. That's the person. God will lead us by His Holy Spirit in the natural affairs of life. He'll quicken us on the inside, show us what we need to do. But you're looking for that bearing witness on the inside. That's one of the things He does on the inside of us, as being in us, indwelling us, is He guides us into the affairs of life. There was a one individual that Brother Hagin tells about. He was having a certain situation, and they were holding a faith seminar. And so this man came up and talked to Brother Hagin afterwards. And after one of the morning services, the man came up, Brother Hagin said, hey, I want you to pray for me. How many of you know prayer is not always what we need? There are certain things you could pray for that are completely unscriptural if God already said you had them. Now, I'm not saying in this situation this is unscriptural, but I'm saying in certain situations we need to know, do I need to pray or do I need to act on what I know? The man explained his prayer request, and he was trying to discern what he should do about a certain situation. And so Brother Hagin said, the man's just explaining it, and he said, well, I just don't know what to do. Should I do this or that? And so after a while, Brother Hagin said, all right, we'll just agree together that you will understand what God is saying to you. because John 16:13 says the Holy Spirit is our guide, and Romans 8:14 says that as many are the led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Now, you can pray that way. That's a good way to pray. But in this situation, Brother Hagin felt led just to ask the man where he was at now. He said, so I laid my hand on his forehead and began to pray. I'd only prayed a few words when the Spirit of God on the inside of me said, ask him what he's got in his heart. Ask him what he's got in his heart. You see, when the Holy Spirit is, that's where the Holy Spirit is. It's in your heart, he's in your heart, your spirit. And that's where you're going to get the guidance, is in your heart or your spirit, not in your mind. The Bible says in Proverbs, the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. That's the part that directs or lights us. So Brother Hagin says, I stopped praying and said to the man, open your eyes and look at me. He opened his eyes and said, dear brother, look right down in your heart, your spirit. Don't look at me. Don't look up to your head. Look right down on the inside of you. When the Bible talks about your heart, it's not talking about your physical organ that pumps blood through your body and keeps you alive. Romans 10:10 says it's with the heart man believes. You couldn't believe with your physical heart any more than you can believe with your physical nose or your physical foot. The heart is used as an illustration of the heart of your person, the spirit, the core. He said, look down in your spirit. I told him, what does your spirit tell you? When he said that, he responded, yep, because he had told him about the situation. He goes, yep, I need to do this. I need to do so-and-so. He kind of laid out several areas, and he said, do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? I do need to do that. And then he goes, yep, I just need to do this. This is what I need to do. And Brother Hagin said, that's the answer. Go back and go do that. And he said the man knew it in his heart the whole time. He always knew what he was supposed to do. He wasn't realizing it. But God was leading him. God was guiding him through his spirit. He was guiding him. And he's guiding us. Sometimes we get out to where we're here. We're going, what do I do? What do I do? And looking. And instead of doing this, we have to go, what's going on in here? Get peaceful. And just knowing that he leads us, knowing that he's our guide, will help us just to say, wait a minute, this is noise. What is God telling me to do? And peace. And if he's already been leading you in a situation, sometimes that's just trying to get you out. But sometimes you're in trying to make a decision on something and you need guidance in it. Well, God's leading you. He's guiding you. But don't get in a hurry. Don't get worked up about it. Just take it step by step. Whenever there's pressure, pressure is not from God. There is pressure in this world, but God is not going to pressure you to make a decision. He will lead you and guide you and show you the way. God is not uptight. Well, we just got to make this. We just got to figure it out. That's not the Spirit of God. God is not freaking out. He's calm. Because he already knows what to do. He knows all things. Why would he freak out? If God's freaking out, we all have big problems. But he's not. God is always calm. And so if he's prompting you, it's not going to be worked up. That's never the Spirit of God. What should we do? Oh, I think we should do this. Oh, I think God's pushing. No. That's not God. God's not like that. God is leading. He's guiding step by step. Praise God. Many times things can happen in our life, some good, some bad, and afterwards you say, well, I knew what I should have done all the time. Where did we know it? We knew it on the inside of us. Why didn't we listen? We may have been distracted. It would save us many problems if we'll learn to listen to our spirit. First step is we got to know that God is talking to us through our spirit, and he is there to be our guide all the time. If we know that he is on our side, that he's in us, and that one of the things he does is leading us, then that will give us the confidence, if we'll act on it, to step out and say, no, he is leading me. Well, that's going to make us in tune. If you know something is there, that's half the battle to finding and to listening to. If you don't think he's maybe not talking to you, then you might think, well, he's just not talking. There's nothing there. But if you know he's talking to you, then that puts a piece there, and we're able to be led and guided by him. And the results will be good. because God is always leading us on a good path. Amen. This is one of the things that He does on the inside of us.